Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Is your siding showing its age? Faded? Outdated? Even with unsightly mold? It's time to transform your home with siding from Thompson Creek. Now featuring James Hardy, the number one siding brand in America. James Hardy offers endless design possibilities with vivid colors, unique patterns, and styles that'll upgrade and elevate the look of your home. Thompson Creek siding, powered by James Hardy, combines style and strength. It's made from a fiber cement composite that's five times thicker than vinyl. Plus, it's moisture, mold, and UV resistant for ultra durability that eliminates maintenance. James Hardy quality provides long-lasting beauty that won't fade, and Thompson Creek backs it with an up to 50-year warranty. Special financing is available. Act now, and for a limited time, Thompson Creek will install your entire James Hardy siding project without installation costs. This offer won't last, so don't miss out. Schedule an in-home or virtual visit today at thompsoncreek.com. See thompsoncreek.com for complete offer details.
And we are back again for an exciting week talking New York Giants football, Jets, Giants, and all things sports. You are listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Teller and Charles Show Me the Way, here each and every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. on NFLAlumniMedia.com or NFLAmedia.com, or it's changing here rather quickly. alumnimedia.com. Just check us out each and every week. You can also check some of our brethren out on the website. They are also doing podcasts. Listen to your favorite groups of guys talking about what they love best about football or the world of sports or any and everything. But Billy, we got a lot to talk about. We got two teams in New York, one trying to fight for the number one draft pick, the other one is still, can you believe the Jets are still alive? And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but still alive for the playoffs. But our first quarter is always relegated to the New York Giants. And as a Giant, former Giants player, Giants fan, and just a fan in general, you can't be happy about how they performed. They got their butts kicked against our arch nemesis, the Dallas Cowboys. But is there any positive you can take out of this game?
Well, it's going to take me a while to be able to look through everything. Because people ask me, was I embarrassed? And a little bit, but I was just, you know, I mean, we've been lucky because last year they had a great year and this year they had more expectations, but everything possible has gone wrong. They had two offensive tackles out at one time, even though one came back. Offensive line's in disarray. The quarterback's in disarray. DeVito, I thought he was going to do better, but they're not really taking the chains off. And because he started all four preseason games, so I thought he should be ahead of the game. So the bad thing is that, you know, both you and I thought the Cowboys would win the game, but I didn't think they'd win by this much. And this has got to be a situation where the Giants have got to look inside themselves. After the game, Dexter Lawrence was chided because he wouldn't speak to the press. And his excuse was that it was his birthday and he's going to see his family. And I understand, but still, those are the times when you got to stand up as an athlete when things go bad. It's easy to stand up when things are good. But when things go bad like that, you really need your leadership. And I think that maybe hurts the Giants a little bit.
It does. I think I don't want to say lack of leadership, but there has to be a lack of a veteran presence that can kind of guide. Because Dexter Lawrence, being a leader, this is only his fifth year in the NFL. So he hasn't been in the league that long to have the know-with-all to have gone through a lot of the situations. He's been on a team that hasn't been to the playoffs. So he has no experience of being in the playoffs. So he doesn't really understand what it takes to get there. Obviously, he did play for a team that won a national title, but outside of that, in college, he doesn't have the experience in the NFL of success. And so that plays a huge role in the team dynamic. And that's what I want to look at is, what do the Giants need to do from here on out? And I think it's really, if I'm Joe Shane, it's an evaluation of the players. Is who do we have that's going to be a part of the nucleus that we want to build this championship caliber team? And that's, for me, I've been telling you this from the very, it's time to go old school. You need to understand what that offensive line can do. Put two backs in the backfield, run the ball. Guess who's having success? Guess who's having success this year? And I will say it again, and this is probably one of the only two games I won. I picked the Houston Texans. And what are they doing? They are running the ball. What is Antonio Pierce doing? He knew what they did to win the Super Bowl when he was there with Brandon Jacobs and Amar Bradshaw. They ran the football. They didn't put the ball in the quarterback's hands and let him throw 60 times a game, even though Coach Gilbride wanted to throw 60 times a game. They ran the ball. And I think in order for this team to have any type, or just to be competitive, not to win, not to have success, but just be competitive on the offensive side of the ball, you got to go back to old school football. Let the run lead to the pass and keep your quarterback out of poor situations.
Well, what's a perfect example is Antonio Pierce was talking to the running back from the Raiders and asking him, what type of plays do you like? And that means that you are really working to the running back's strengths. And I love that. I really do. You and I talked about the running back and the fullback being obscure, but now they aren't. I mean, people look at it, well, dang, we need a fullback. Dang, we need a halfback. And I think when things are not good, and even for the Jets standpoint, which we'll talk about next quarter, is you know, go back to old school, put the emphasis on the offensive line. If you think about it, CW, the offensive line has it easier when they run block because they don't have to worry about fronts and shifts and eight-man fronts and all that. Once the center points out who the middle linebacker is, they know what to do in that situation. So I don't understand why they don't put the offensive line in a situation where they can control the game. Because if you think about it, the offensive line and the defensive line is the key to any team. And the Giants, I don't know, they kind of disappoint me on that. But Antonio Pierce showed me that he may stay because they won two in a row and he's going back to old school. But I see a couple other teams doing that, Charles. So we may get our wish in a couple of years that they bring fullbacks back.
You know, everything is cyclical. You look at what Denver's doing. Look at what Sean Payton's doing in Denver. They pulled out a great win last week, a surprise win last week. And so when you see what these teams are doing and how they're running the football, not putting the onus, especially if you don't have a Patrick Mahomes, you don't want to put that pressure on. You can't throw the ball. Look at what they're doing in Minnesota. Joshua Dobbs. I mean, they're running the rock. They're letting that guy run the ball. He's having big games and then doing just enough so Dobbs can show the talent that he has, but not putting him under stress. And so what I hope is that the Giants know this. Coach Mike Kafka and Dabo rethink the offense, and they were doing it a little bit. But now then put the onus on Saquon. If I'm a running back, you know this, put it on me. I want to carry the ball 30 times, but I don't know. This is a good question for you. Do you think, and we saw Josh Jacobs for the Raiders last week, seemed like he didn't come out the game at all. He wanted to go back in the game, it looked like.
Yep.
But do you think Saquon is in the same category as a Josh Jacobs and as a running back that will carry the ball 30 to 35 times a game, like back to old school?
Well, 2 weeks ago, he carried it 30-something times, which was the most of any running back in the NFL. And then he came back the next week. And even they lost, he looked quick going through the hole. He didn't look like it hurt him at all. I would at least give him a try to earn his money. And I would at least, you know, in the first half, I think in order for it to work, you got to give it to him at least 15 times, whether the run or the pass. And the second half dictates what you're going to do in the second half. I really love when they start to do that because what makes me so mad is at the end of games, Charles, teams have a chance to run out the clock and then throw them passes. After the pass is thrown, the clock stops. I don't understand that thought process. And I think that, you know, that's what coaching is all about. And it makes me so mad because there are so many bad coaches out there, Charles Way. And I think that, you know, if you're going to be a good coach, go to the strength of your team. And I don't think the strength of your team, unless you're the Dolphins, are your wide receivers.
Especially for the Giants. I don't think anybody would tell you that just in the NFC East, they're probably fourth best wide receiving group in the NFC East. And that's just not the whole NFC. That's just our division. So when you're looking at that, it's all about the run. You got to go back to two tight ends, three tight ends, and a fullback. You got to go back to truly old school football. You got a quarterback that you really don't trust. You've shown that you don't trust him because you're not letting him throw the ball a lot. You don't want him to throw the ball a lot. So, and do you believe, how about this? When you saw them throw, even though they were backed up in the end zone when they first started off, right? But when that first series, after they got the interception, it seemed like, what are you doing? What, I mean, you gotta have some, you got to do something to give your quarterback a chance. And it seems like they didn't even give their quarterback a chance by not giving Saquon the ball in the field after the interception. They threw the ball three straight times instead of running the ball.
I think the game plan for the whole game was terrible. The bad thing you just reminded me, Charles, is that if the Cowboys had scored on that first possession at the 1 yard line, we might have had a 50 something point blowout.
Right.
The Giants were kind of lucky to be able to stop them. But someone told me the other day, CW, that the Cowboys were looking for a running back to replace Zeke Elliott. And because the guy they have, Pollard, is not as powerful inside the tackles. They talked about trading for Derrick Henry. And then a couple weeks ago, they talked about possibly trading Saquon Barkley to the Cowboys. I would hate to see that. But then, you know, if you're talking about being properly coached in old school football, you need a running back to do that. And I could see that's all the Cowboys need, as far as I'm concerned, to even get past the Eagles. And they need a running game, and they don't have that just yet. So I'm happy they don't, because I'm not a Cowboy fan.
Absolutely. And then turning our attention real quick to the defense before we wrap up this quarter. Defense did what they could do. I think from a defensive standpoint, what we need to look for is growth out of the young guys, growth in the secondary, see if Deontay Banks can actually be that shutdown corner that they're trying to put him in positions to be. You want to see if Hawkins will be the rookie that solidifying that second cornerback spot. So right now, I think from a defensive standpoint, you want to really evaluate the secondary to see if you have all the pieces you need and can grow and develop into a stabilizing top echelon defense. I don't know right now. I don't trust that the defensive back core right now. They haven't shown me a lot. I think Deontay Banks has shown flashes of being a shutdown corner, but isn't consistent right now. And that could be contributed to the fact that he's young. This is his first year and he's still trying to learn the ropes. But what do you think about that?
Well, I do think that their lack of experience is hurting them, because even Trey Hawkins, who I think is a very talented defensive back, he's getting beat a lot too, because you think from a quarterback standpoint, they got to chomp at the bits when they look at two rookies outside playing wide receivers. And then the coach of the defensive coordinator for the Giants, he plays a lot of man, which means they're out there on an island. And I think you need to maybe give them some help sometime, because the wide receiver these days, and even the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb, they're great wide receivers who really can't be shut down one-on-one. So that's when you got to bring a safety over or bring something like that. But I just think when a guy's doing good, and I go by the Belichick theory, if a guy's doing good, take him out the game. You know, double him, make the quarterback look somewhere else. And I didn't see that happen in the game. I'm worried about the Giants defense. The only good thing is they didn't give up 70 like when the Dolphins put up 70 against the Broncos. So I was happy about that. But 49 points, I don't remember a long time since the Giants defense has given up that. It looked terrible from a viewing standpoint, and it was really tough for me to watch.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it was. And when you and the other thing I have to say about the defense is that I mean Okereke is good, but is he really the answer? Is he that leader that you're looking for? He has, you know, it seems like he has a great game and he doesn't have a great game. He has a great game and then he has a not so great game. You want some consistency at the linebacker core. I haven't paid enough attention to kind of garner whether he has or hasn't been the guy that we should look to that'll be that cornerstone piece at the linebacker position in the near future. But that's something that we can talk about in weeks to come, just to see what are the needs as we wind down this season that's going to help propel them to an upper echelon team.
It's kind of funny, and before we go to the break, it's kind of funny that you talk about winding down the season. This is barely the halfway point. I mean, they got at least 8 games left, which if they ran the table, they still may have a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, I know we don't think that, but if Tyrod Taylor can come back at quarterback and kind of solidify that situation and get their offensive line in order, you never know. Because as you talked about before, this is when people look at people. I mean, especially when you lose and they're trying to figure out who's going to be here next year, who's going to help this team. So it's a tough situation. I feel sorry for Brian Daboll because he is a good coach. He's shown me that when he's in Buffalo, because Josh Allen is having a bad year because Daboll's not there. So I want the defense to get better, but you know the coach has got to make sure that they put people in the right position to succeed.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You're listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Teller and Charles. Show me the way here on NFLAlumniMedia.com. Check us each and every week here live talking about all world sports in New York and around the world of sports. We will be right back in a minute. And welcome back to The Expressway. I'm Charles. Show me the way here with the BT Express, Billy Teller. And you're listening to The Expressway here on NFLAlumniMedia.com. We just finished talking about the New York Giants and all the things they're doing to get ready for the offseason instead of getting ready for the playoffs, unfortunately. But now we have some somewhat exciting news, but I'm lukewarm when I say exciting because the Jets are still in the playoff hunt. They are right there. And can you believe it? Everybody's trying to get rid of Zach Wilson and bring some quarterback that's not even in existence to run this team. And all things being said, BT, watching this game, if you watched this game and you said Zach Wilson was the cause of them losing this game, I don't think you were watching the same game I was watching, because yeah, he threw the interception at the last drive to going in to score, but he didn't lose that game.
Well, I think that he still is not operating in the way which he should, because from a standpoint of quarterback, their defense is so good that you got to play the percentages. And what I mean by that is that if it's third and long, don't take a chance. The bad thing about that interception is that I watched his head look at the receiver the whole time, and then the middle linebacker who's playing spy looked at his eyes and went over and got the interception. Totally quarterback's fault. But I do believe that he is getting better. I watch him take the dump offs. I watch him get rid of the ball in less than 2.5 seconds, which is an improvement. But, you know, in order for the Jets to win, that was a situation where the quarterback could have stepped up, because The game was, you know, close. They had a chance to win. And I feel sorry for them because they're losing too many close games. And I know it's not totally one person's fault, but he's the one who sticks out. If he's going to do great, he's going to be the one to get the money. When Aaron Rodgers steps in, they're going to expect him to do good. So this is his third year. You know, something's got to come up where he's got to show the Jets. And I think that somebody's over the coach's head telling him he's got to play Zach, because he'll say the same thing. Well, it wasn't the quarterback's fault, but the main thing, you can't do certain things if your quarterback can't do certain things. So I think that it might be an offensive system that's not good, but when you throw or turn the ball over late in the game, you usually lose.
But look at how many drop passes he had. I mean, these were some drop passes that would have kept drives alive. Look at the holding calls that they've had that have put him back in, taking him off of schedule, put him, you know, first down. They have a great play and they get a holding, and now it's second and first and 20. So all of this stuff that's been going on, is the majority of it really isn't Zach Wilson's fault. Think about this. Lazar, he comes back. He should stay wherever he was, because he has been awful. The wide receiver, I think he hasn't caught a pass since he's been back. He's dropped everything. And then Garrett Wilson, he dropped a couple of big time passes too. He had the fumble that cost him the drive and the opening drive. So when you look at all of those things, you cannot put this solely on the shoulders of Zach Wilson, because he's getting the balls to the receivers. They're not performing.
Well, I think too that a situation comes up from a wide receiver standpoint where you get a little bit disappointed. You know, Lazard, is that how you pronounce his name? Lazard.
Yeah.
He's disappointed me from day one. But I like Wilson. I really do, because he's willing to go over the middle. He's playing while he's hurt. He's a tough wide receiver, one of the toughest around. And when he drops the pass, I feel bad for him, because I know he thinks he's let his team down. And you're right, Zach has been playing decent, but you need him to step up, because I got something like 39 drives in a row without a touchdown. That's got to be demoralizing for your defense. If you think about it, you know, I could see the defense getting mad, the offense coming off the field and getting mad, but that's when the coach comes in. The other thing is that Coach Salih of the Jets, I don't know if he's head coaching material, because I look at his demeanor on the sideline. I watch him say things during the week. And like I told you before, Todd Bowles got fired for the same reason. The quarterback did not play as well as he should have, and they lost games. And this day in the NFL, if you don't win, your job's in jeopardy.
So speaking of jobs in jeopardy, Salah was threatening that there would be changes made, and they just fired the third string running back, Michael Carter. They just let him go. They released him so that they could bring in the rookie that had a great preseason. But he's not really going to be playing, because you still got Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall in front of him. So, I mean, was that just a symbolic gesture to let the rest of the players know that your job isn't safe? We are looking at certain things, and if you're not performing, because we really do have a shot at the playoffs, we're going to hold you accountable.
I think it was a one of those things that coaches do to figure out some way to jumpstart people, because I thought Michael Carter was a good running back, and maybe we don't know what went on in practice or behind the scenes. But I like Breece Hall. I think he's a great running back. I even like Cook. I thought that Cook carried the ball enough last week to warrant him more carries. And if you're not looking at that from an offensive standpoint, then you're not looking at football, because he had great acceleration in the hole. He finished runs, and it looked like he was the Darren Cook of old. So that's why I kind of get mad at coaches, because if you're not looking at stuff, how do you expect anybody else to do something? If you got someone that just like in basketball, if you're hot, feed him the ball. And I thought Cook deserved to run the ball a little bit more, because he seemed like he's getting better. So that means he's practicing hard.
So and listen to these stats, right? For rushing attempts, Josh Jacobs had 27 rushing attempts in the game. You guess how many Zach Wilson, Breece Hall, and Dalvin Cook had in that game?
10.
They had 20. They had, no, yeah, 21.
For all of them.
For all of them.
Well, see, that situation is perfect. The Jets, they have some problems in the offensive line. They should run the ball. Forget all that stuff. Maybe pass every once in a while on first down, but when you pass on third and long, the defense has the advantage. And that's why I fault the Jets on that one, because you got some good running backs and you're not utilizing their full strengths. And maybe because you want that passing game to go. But break the field down. Let the time run off. Let your defense rest while your offense is churning things out and getting first down. So they didn't do enough of that for me. I can't fault Zach for that. I got to give that to the coaching staffs.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're going to have a chance to win with Zach Wilson, you have to run the ball at least 20. And 25 is still too low. You got to be in the 30s just to have a chance to be in position to win. Why are you? I know you have a great receiver, Garrett Wilson, right? Great receiver, but your bell cow is probably one of the best running backs in the he's a big play running back. So if you give him the ball at least 20, 25 times a game, you'll end up with 116 yards. That's how much Josh Jacobs had. Josh Jacobs rushed the ball 27 times, had 116 yards rushing. If you just commit to the run and let the game play off the run, you'll put yourself in a position to win and you'll have a much easier time doing it.
But CW, we talk about this. Why do these coaches not do it? I mean, it's pretty simple to me. And the thing about it, and it's probably because you and I played at the highest levels, I don't know if they know what the heck they're doing. Because you look at it and you say, my team's having troubles. My defense is playing well. My offense is the problem. Why don't I simplify the game by letting the running backs run the ball? If you get 4 yards a carry, all you do is carry three times for a first down. So it's very simple for me because we know the game, but I think, like I said, the coaches are not doing what they should be. And I don't want to fault Robert Salas of the Jets on it because I like the guy, but he seems like he's only a defensive coordinator instead of the head coach of a whole team. And I think the people that have done well in the NFL now have some offense-minded people that kind of give them some insight on what they should do. So, as again, I'm saying – the coaches may be the one at fault.
And look at what Denver did. They weren't supposed to beat Buffalo.
Nope.
They were not. I mean, they are supposed to be one of the worst teams. They have four wins. Yeah. They have four wins and they're in contention to make a playoff run. They're in contention to make a playoff run. And how are they doing it? They know Russell Wilson is probably worse than Zach Wilson. You see Russell Wilson is God awful garbage right now. He looks like Peyton, you know, it must be Denver, you know, where old quarterbacks go to retire because you know how Peyton couldn't throw a 10 yard out during his last days. Russell Wilson looked like he can't throw a lick downfield. And what is Sean doing to cover up the deficiencies? They're running the football. And I'm like, and looking at Denver, you know, because I was looking, thinking old school Denver, you know how the Shanahan teams and the Dan Reeves teams, they would just run those zone runs, slants, those zone slant runs where they run outside Terrell Davis. He was a sixth round draft pick. And it seemed like any running back that went to Denver, I don't care if you were an undrafted free agent, you were going to make the Pro Bowl because the scheme, they couldn't stop the run. And everybody knew what they were going to do, run a zone, you run them and then wait until somebody created a hole and you hit the hole every game that would happen. And I think when you look at teams now, when you don't have a great quarterback, you got to go to your skill. And most of the time, I'm not saying every team, but a lot of teams have good running backs. And so utilize them, especially, look, I'm sorry to go back to the Giants. Giants don't have great wide receivers right now. So I don't care what it is. It's like when we played, we didn't have a great team at all, right, on offense. When I was playing through 95 to 99, we didn't have a dynamic offense, and we didn't have great quarterbacks. So we ran the ball 40 times a game and threw the ball just enough to win games. And so I think that teams have to realize that they have to start playing to their strengths, understanding what their strength of their team is, and try to do the best they can to play to, even if it's three and out, you got to play to your strength.
And I am talking to you about there's more things that could happen when you drop back for a pass than when you run the ball. Interception, things knocked down, quarterback sacks, all kinds of things. When we run the ball, all you got to make sure to depend on is the running back holds the ball. I just think that there's so many coaches that are trying to go with the theory that you take a chance downfield, then you win the games. And I get so mad, even the coach of the Chargers, he's lost about five or one point game because he's made bad decisions at the end of the game. If you just give it to the running back, there's so many good things that could happen. The clock runs, the defense rests. So I have to fault coaches on that, because I look at what, I don't fault Dable at all, because he's in the toughest situation of his life. But a question I have to you before we do go to the break, Charles, is why were the wide receivers arguing on the sideline? Why was Saquon mad? Saquon, they went fourth and two down at the goal line, did not make even a half inch, and they came off kind of yelling. And then I saw Dable get mad again. He gets mad every week and gets in someone's face. Well, why do you think the wide receivers were arguing?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that no one trusts them, yeah, or they're not doing what they're supposed to do. If you make plays, then guess what? You'll be trusted, and you'll be more involved in the game plan. But if you're not making plays and you're not doing things that will help the team win, how can you be trusted? How can people depend on you? How can you, on a fourth and two, what did I just say? You go to your best player. Everybody knows they're going to their best player. How come teams can utilize the run game to lead to the pass game? So fake Saquon and go to the pass. A lot of teams are doing that. And right before we go to break, Billy, if you look at the scores across the NFL, you would think that in this era of pass happy offenses, you're getting games 30 to 40 points a game, right? You would think people scoring 30 to 40 points a game. You got games. The Colts Patriots 10-6, Packers Steelers 19-23. You got the Saints and the Vikings 19-27, Titans Buccaneers 6-20. You got games that people aren't scoring 40, 50 points a game. It's not a basketball game. You can run the football. The Houston Texans are running the football and still scoring 20 to 30 points a game. You got to change the way you play this game in order to protect your quarterback, especially if you don't have a quality quarterback.
Yeah, but the only way the passing game works is for you to, and the play action pass is for you to have a running game so the linebackers can come up and you can throw behind them. And a lot of teams aren't even using that at all. They're just dropping back and throwing the ball. And I think you put yourself in a bad position.
You're absolutely right. And then until they especially the Jets, they are in the playoff hunt. Given how bad they play, they're in the playoff hunt. I'm running the ball from now on. If Breece Hall doesn't have 20 touches at minimum, which should be 25, if he doesn't have 20 touches at minimum, then Mike Salah should be fired, period.
All right, man. Take us to the break, man.
Yeah, well, you're listening to The Expressway with the BT Express, Billy Teller and Charles Show Me the Way on NFLAlumniMedia.com. We just got finished getting heated over the Jets and the Giants and how they're playing. I'm a Jets fan now. I'm a hop on the Jets bandwagon, because that's the only New York team that has a chance to make the playoffs. So we gotta root for them so that they can win. And so we can look for a root for a New York team in the playoffs. So, but we'll be right back to talk about we've been talking about playoffs. We've been talking about the playoff picture. We're going to now kind of break down all of the divisions, talk about some of the things going on in each division, and take a look at the playoff picture when we'll be right back in a moment.
And we're back on the Expressway, Billy Taylor and Charles Way. We're here each and every week talking the world of sports. There's so many things happening in sports. Now we're going to talk about the standings. We'll start with the Giants and the NFC East. The Giants still have a chance for the playoffs, but it looks bleak because of the talent. I mean, if you technically and mathematically, they got a chance and they win 8 in a row. That means they give them a 10-win season, which is better than last year. I'm trying to give the fans an optimistic outlook, Charles. It looks bad. You give up 49 points. And you say, we still got a chance.
and they still have to play. And they still have to play.
The Eagles twice.
So I don't know about that. I'm hoping. Hey, if Carolina wins another game, they may have the number one pick.
So if the Giants get the number one pick, should they go for a quarterback? Because they say this draft has the most good quarterbacks they've had in a long time. And I'm trying to figure, do the Giants, because you need to think about it, 4 out of 5 years, Danny has not really done well. He's not completed 3 of those seasons. And you look at Eli Manning playing 200-something games, and then for him to come with Danny, and then Danny, you know, he's not available. What do you do?
I think you have to. I would hope that there are other things. Maybe you can use that pick to get another pick, because you realize Carolina, speaking of Carolina has 2 picks because they traded McCaffrey to get those 2 first round picks. So they have, I think they have Chicago's pick too. So yeah. Carolina has 2 picks in the first 5 or 6 six picks in the first round. So if you could do something like that, that kind of, you need a team. You do need a quarterback. And since you said the quarterback depth is a great deal, that's something I would think about. But when you look at the NFC East, it's really a 2-team race. It's Dallas and the Eagles. And based off of that, you can see that they got this, you know, Dallas is a lock for the playoffs. Eagles are a lock for the playoffs. The surprise is Washington. Can they do what, you know, Ron Rivera always does, comes back at the second half of the season and figures out a way to kind of keep the Washington Commanders in the hunt for a playoff? But I don't know about that. I think from NFC East perspective, it's 2-team race, Eagles and Dallas. Those teams are definitely going to the playoffs. When we talk about the next division, you go to the NFC South, I believe. And you look at what they're doing in the NFC South as we, Ben, if you can go to the next slide to see us, the NFC North, I'm sorry. Look at the NFC North. It's Detroit. When you talk about Detroit and Philly, those are probably, and San Francisco, probably the 3 best teams in the NFC. I think Detroit is getting disrespected, and I think they feel disrespected. Dan Campbell will utilize that to kind of motivate as a motivating factor, because when you look at that, the 3 beasts of the NFC is Eagles number 1, San Francisco now that they're healthy number 2, and Detroit number 3.
And then you put Dallas at number 4. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, but Minnesota, all they needed was a quarterback. And now that Joshua Dobbs has been playing well, I mean, that's going to be my surprise team, because their defense, you know, their defense has always been good, yep. Right? They got a good running back. Even though they lost Dalvin Cook, they got an equally good running back over there. They got Jefferson, the wide receiver, one of the elite wide receivers in the game. And now that they have a quarterback, and I guarantee Jefferson wasn't playing because he didn't want to play because I said, I'm not playing until I'm 100% healthy. That's what he said the last time. I'm like, this is football. You're never going to be healthy 100%. But now that they got a real quarterback, I'm excited for Minnesota because I think that's going to be Detroit better watch out because Minnesota is very dangerous.
Absolutely. And I've been impressed as heck with Dobbs. I mean, you think about it. We there used to be something about, you know, you lack intelligence as a quarterback, but he's definitely an intelligent guy to be able to come in with no practice and still be able to turn the technology or the method to allow your team to win. I mean, for them to be 6-4, one game behind Detroit, really shows you what the quarterback position does. But I like the Lions. I really do. They play the kind of ball that you and I like. They run the ball. They play action. They got a good quarterback. And I just think that they're being underrated around the league. And it's all going to come to the light because we're coming down the stretch. You know, this is the late-game stretch when people either got to step up or get out. So I think Detroit, because they lost a game pretty badly, a lot of people are not putting them in the picture. But I definitely think with Dan Campbell, they're ready to play every week.
How about those former players that are head coaches now? What are they leaning on to propel their offense, the run game? That must say something that former players realize what it took back in the day when they played, how difficult it was. Look at AP, how difficult it was to play the run and the pass if you had to. If you can just eliminate the run, you know they're not going to run and you don't have to worry about it, then you don't worry about it. How difficult the team is if you can run the ball. And I'm just excited. Let's turn our attention to the NFC South. This is a division that I think there's only one team coming out of this division. Maybe Tampa will be in the running for a playoff spot because you do have three, but it's going to be whoever comes out of NFC North. You know, what's the surprise team is Atlanta. You know, Taylor Heineke came back last week, had a great win last week. But it's a three-team race. You got New Orleans, Tampa, and Atlanta. Whoever wins is going to be the only team that goes to the playoffs in this division. So you're going to have to win the division in this conference. You think that?
Not even a question because the Bucs are 5-5. They're inconsistent from week to week. Mayfield, to me, is not great every week. He does have some flashes, and I think he had to do something about that. I think the quarterback of the Saints, Florida State former quarterback, is with the Bucs. He had a pretty good game the other day, but, you know, he throws the ball up for grabs a lot. He led the NFL in interceptions 1 year with over 30. And the Falcons, I thought they were going to do better because they got a good running back, but they're still a young team. The Panthers, forget about it. I don't know if their young quarterback, and I just terrible to say, is big enough to play in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. That might have been one of the worst first-round picks in NFL history because if you see what CJ Stroud is doing, he is lighting it up. He is in the Patrick Mahomes. They're trying to compare him to Patrick Mahomes already, right? Like an elite quarterback. So obviously, New Orleans, Tampa, Atlanta. I think it's a two-team race. I don't trust Atlanta right now. So it's going to be between New Orleans and Tampa Bay. I'm a Todd Bowles fan. I'm inwardly rooting for Tampa to get to win the division. NFC West, when you look at the NFC West, San Francisco is the king of the crop, but Seattle has, I mean, you gotta give Carl some kudos what he does with a team that nobody thinks they have a chance. They have a quarterback.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
That was a journeyman quarterback, was a disaster with the Jets. And now he has his team as actually a playoff contender, and potentially for a little while was actually contending to probably win the division. Now that everybody's healthy, I don't think that's realistic, but he definitely has a playoff team in Pete Carroll.
Well, Pete Carroll arguably is one of the best coaches in the NFL now that Belichick is going downhill a little bit. He still has his youthfulness. He still gets excited. He's the one who helped Geno Smith bring his game up. They got two good wide receivers, and they run the ball, and they play good defense. Even Leonard Williams got in last week, the former Giant who got traded to Seattle. So I think it's going to come down to the end because, you know, they're both six, well, they're 6-3, and so they're both 49ers. But the thing about it, CW, is that the 49ers had lost three in a row. They win a big game against Jacksonville, and then they put them up to one of the more elite teams in the league. I think you had to win a couple games first before we, you know, decide to delegate them as the champion because, like I said, they lost three in the game. But then they brought back some of their talent, and then they got Chase from Washington. So they're going to be a tough team to beat. As long as they beat the Cowboys, I'm cool.
Yeah, they're real stacked. So when we turn our attention to the AFC, you look at the AFC East, it was supposed to be – really a two-team race with Miami and Buffalo. Buffalo has been I told you about Buffalo. I said that I'm kind of worried about their team dynamics there, and they were doing well at the beginning of the season, but now that they're starting to lose, they're firing coaches. They just fired their offensive coordinator. And this is why the Jets have really a chance to actually make a playoff spot. And so when you look at Miami, I think Miami is a clear front runner AFC East, and it's up for grabs because it's between the Jets and the Buffalo to see whether they're win or not.
The thing about it is that I was so disappointed in Buffalo because of all the talent they have. And even though they fired the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, I don't think he was the problem. I think the coach kind of got mad because Leslie Frazier, a very good defensive coordinator, they let him get out the way so that the head coach, Sean McDermott, can call the defensive plays. This looks like a firing already on the wall, because if Buffalo loses again, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Josh Allen played well under Brian Daboll for the Giants, but ever since Daboll left, he's not playing well. And he's been a gunslinger, throwing the ball in double coverage and triple coverage, not taking what the defense gives. People talk about him being a great quarterback. I haven't seen that now in almost a year and a half. About 2 years ago, if you remember, they played the Kansas City Chiefs in a game that was just one of the best games in the NFL. He showed why he was there, but Brian Daboll was there. He's not looking like that quarterback anymore, and somebody's got to reel him in.
Absolutely. Now, when you turn our attention real quick to the AFC North, you got Baltimore. This is. I'm going to be upset that somebody is not going to make the playoffs from this division. I don't know if they will or not, because they're going to beat each other up. You got Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati. Baltimore is supposed to be the king of the division, but they're not playing like the king of the division after last week. And I told you, they're not consistent. That's what I worry about. Lamar Jackson isn't a consistent quarterback. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, Joe Smooth, he's supposed to be the guy. And so that division is up for grabs. And you talked about it today on a phone call with me. Cleveland should be at the top of everybody's conversation, top of mind, probably having a chance to win the division. But because Deshaun Watson had surgery and out for the season, they may not be in contention any longer.
Yeah, but they got one of the top five defenses in football. And you say, well, why? But then they give up 30 points last week and end up winning the game when they really lost because of the quarterback of Baltimore threw an interception late. I just think Baltimore should have ran the ball too late in the game. They do that, they win easily. Again, that comes down to coaching. This is the best division in the AFC. Some people talk about all four of the teams may make the playoffs, but we'll see, because everything comes to the light. But Cincinnati had won four in a row before last week, and then they lost. The Ravens had done extremely well, then they lost. Now the Steelers, which I think has the worst talent of anybody there, Mike Tomlin is showing his coaching ability. And the Browns, I don't think they have a shot without Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely. When you look at the AFC South, that's a division that my team, I'm a Houston Texans fan, baby. And I mean, I love what they're doing. I love what D'Amico Ryans is doing with that team. CJ Stroud is the man. I mean, but, you know, Jacksonville, Houston, Indianapolis. It's going to be whoever wins this division gets to the playoffs. Jacksonville better watch out because Houston is on a roll. CJ Stroud is like Trevor Lawrence. He's being compared to, like I told you, Patrick Mahomes. And it's going to be him and Trevor Lawrence. It's going to be a battle. Hopefully it'll be some battles to come because Jacksonville can't beat Houston.
Well, the thing about it is that the Colts are pretty good too at 5-5. Titans are 5-4. Jaguars lost badly last week. How can they come back? And usually you judge a team by when they lose the week before. What did they do the next week? I love the Texans. I think when Lovie Smith left last year, he left them a very disciplined team. All he needed was a good quarterback. And with C.J. Stroud coming in there, making good decisions. And I don't understand why other rookies can't do that. Take what the defense gives you. If somebody's in double coverage, look elsewhere. He's putting on a show out there, and he's bringing fans back to Houston. My two sisters who live in Houston, they think the Texans are the best thing that ever happened. And the attendance is up in Houston, and I think they may make the playoffs.
Yeah, they have a great chance. And when we took a look at the AFC West, you know, Kansas City is the beast of the West. But the Raiders are coming back. What Antonio Pierce is doing with that team, I'm just excited for him because he's bringing back old, you know, no one likes Raider football, Raider Nation, Raider, how they do things. But if they don't hire Antonio Pierce as their coach just for 2 to 3 years, just to have the aura back, because he's brought that aura back to not only the team, but to the fan base. He's doing wonders. Obviously, it looks like only one team will make it in this division. That'll be the Kansas City Chiefs, and they'll probably get a bye. But when you look at this division, that's Kansas City. When we come back from the break, we'll take a look at the playoff picture and go over our picks. BT, it beat me up last weekend. Our picks beat me 6-2. We'll go over that as well, but we'll be right back in a minute. And welcome back to the Expressway. I'm Charles Schumi. We're here with the BTRX Billy Teller. We have gone through three quarters of some exciting stuff, and we want to keep it going now. We left off talking about all of the divisions, all of the conferences, and now we're going to look at the playoff picture. When you look at the playoff picture, Billy, you look at the NFC, are you surprised that the Commanders and the Falcons and the Packers are still in the playoff hunt?
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I am, because the offensive coordinator of the Commanders was the offensive coordinator in Kansas City. And I'm always hoping, you know, he's a former running back in the NFL. I hope he gets a job, because a lot of people think it's Andy Reid, but a lot of people think it's him. I think the 49ers are going to play if they can keep McCaffrey upright and run the ball. They got talent. Cowboys are looking better than they have looked in a long time. Dak looks really good. Looks comfortable, but that's just one game they did that. What's happening in the next game? The Lions are going to be in it. I think Philadelphia is really going to have to step up. Their schedule is tough at the end of the year, and a lot of people think the Cowboys will catch up with them. But if they win the games, because they play Kansas City, they play a lot of tough teams at the end of the year. If they get through that, then they deserve to be NFC champions.
Absolutely, and I'm curious to see what happens there. When you look at the AFC picture, when you take a look at the AFC, and and the teams there. We talked about the AFC South and the AFC North and how that division, all of those teams from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh to Cleveland, all of those teams are actually playoff teams. And then we talked about the AFC South, and we're like, Houston Texans and Jacksonville Jaguars are two legitimate playoff contending teams. And we just talked about, can the Jets break through? And because when you look at the AFC East, you look at Buffalo, and will they have that, you know, this is something that we got to be aware of. They can either go one of two ways. Mark my words, if they lose to Las Vegas this week, They may be fighting for the bottom feeders with the Patriots at the end of the season. This team, this whole season for Buffalo will go south if they lose this week against the Raiders.
Well, see, I don't know how good the Raiders are, because, you know, the Raiders beat the two New York teams back-to-back, beat the Giants by running the ball. They beat the Jets because the Jets made the mistakes. So this week against the Dolphins, the Raiders are really going to have to show what they have, right, and then we're going to have a better thought process toward them. But I think the Chiefs are at the head of everybody. A lot of people talk about the Ravens may be up there and beat them for the Super Bowl. But my problem is that the Ravens are inconsistent as heck. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They got a great running game, and at the end of the game, they're trying to throw the ball. So they got to make some adjustments if they have a chance. But I think the Chiefs will be there. I don't know about the Jaguars. I don't think the Dolphins will be, because they haven't beat anybody that's great yet. So, you know, and I think people haven't gone after Tua like they should. So I think that AFC is going to be fun to watch also.
Yeah, and right now the Bengals would actually be out of the playoff spot, and the Texans would actually be in. So it's crazy. I'm curious to see how it goes. Now let's go to our picks. Even though I'm upset that you beat me again last week when we picked you 6-2 last week in our games, but I'm gonna come back. I got a feeling. I got my cheat sheet ready to go, and we're going to go through these picks really quick, because we only have about 5 or 10 minutes left of the show, and so we're going to hit these picks. We got the Thursday night football game, which is an exciting football game. We just talked about that division, the AFC North, right? We talked about that division. We talked about Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Is that Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yep.
This is going to be this is probably for the playoffs. You got to win your games in your division, because that's the only way that's going to ensure you a playoff win. I can't bet on Baltimore, but I'm kind of nervous after that terrible loss that they had. Lamar Jackson surprised me last week, and Joe Burrow's been that Cincinnati hadn't played very well. But I'm gonna go with Joe Burrow. I'm betting against Lamar Jackson again. Hopefully he proves me wrong, but I'm going with Cincinnati.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Ravens, because they lost last week, and usually when a team like that loses a game, which they know they should have won against Cleveland by not running the ball, I just think the Ravens will be ready. So you got the Bengals, I got the Ravens.
Yeah. And then the next game we have is Cowboys-Panthers. I think we both know what the answer to this is. Cowboys all the way. Next game is Steelers versus the Browns. This is another AFC North Division series that they're going to beat each other up. Both teams have issues but have been winning. Who do you have in this game?
I got Steelers winning because they lost Deshaun Watson. I think that's going to hurt them, even though the Browns got a good defense. But the Steelers don't have the talent, but they got Mike Tomlin. So I'm going with the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers too. I just don't – just because Deshaun Watson is out, I just don't see them winning, even though that quarterback has come in and has played very well. So you can't discount the Browns, but I'm going with the Steelers. Bears-Lions, this is another game we don't even have to look at. Lions all the way. This game, Chargers and the Packers. Love actually played a decent game last week. He looked like he should be an NFL quarterback last week, glimpses. I'm not crazy about the Chargers, but the Chargers put up a lot of points last week. That defense is horrible. The head coach is the one calling the defense. I told you I'm not a Chargers fan. It's hard for me to pick them, but I'm going to go with the Chargers over the Packers this week.
I'm going to agree with you on that, but one of the things that's going to be tough is San Diego flying to Green Bay when it's cold. And I think that's a tough one for me. But then I'm hoping that the Chargers, because they lost last week 41-38, that they should step up and win. So both of us are going with the Chargers.
Okay. This is a great game. My man Kyler Murray is back. Mr. Primetime himself. The Arizona Cardinals versus my team, the Houston Texans. You know, I love some Kyler Murray, even though I don't think he's a great quarterback, but I love watching him play. He reminds me of Michael Vick. He's just got to watch him play just because he's exciting. Something good's going to happen when he has the football in his hand. They pulled out a huge win last week, but I'm riding the Texans train. I'm picking the Texans, even though I would love to pick the Cardinals.
Well, my sister would be mad at me if I went with the Cardinals, but I think the Texans are going to have a spy on the quarterback, and I think he's going to be able to have the success that he had last week. Texans have a great defense to go with that offense. I'm going with the Texans with you.
All right, Titans versus Jaguars. This is in Jacksonville. Titans isn't having a great season. They totally committed to their new quarterback, Levis. So it's going to take him some time. He's a rookie quarterback. Going to take him some time to get his head on straight and get acclimated to the NFL game. I'm going with Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars for this one.
I'm with you on that because I think that the Jaguars, by losing last week by a lot, they've got to step up this week.
Raiders and the Dolphins. Can Antonio Pierce continue to open eyes? You know, this is going to be tough because the Dolphins are healthy now. They got everybody back. I mean, this may be a shootout. This is going to tell me a lot, but I'm not going to pick against the Dolphins. Now, I know they have everybody back. I'm picking Miami on this one, but I'm hoping the Raiders make it a good game.
I'm going to go with the Raiders only because you're going with the Dolphins. I don't see the Dolphins winning everything. I mean, I still think Tua is still an unfinished product. They haven't really put a lot of blitzes on him. They haven't got to him a lot. I think the Raiders are going to go after him. If the Raiders can bring the game down, simple, run the ball, keep the clock moving, keep that great offense off the field of the Dolphins, I think the Raiders will do it.
Giants, Commanders, unfortunately, I got to go against my team. They're playing in Washington. Commanders are playing for a playoff spot. I think there's some turmoil in the Giants locker room. I'm going with the Commanders.
I'm going with you on that. I feel bad for our team, but the Commanders are playing better, and they're a better team than the Giants right now.
Buccaneers and the 49ers. 49ers are healthy as well, just like Miami. They got healthy. They had a great game last week. I'm going with the 49ers.
I'm going with the 49ers too, which scares me because they had a great game last week against Jacksonville, and they really put up a lot of points. Sometimes you get complacent by that and think we're back when you really aren't. So that's the thing they have to worry about against the Bucs. And Mayfield can get hot sometime, you know that. But I like Todd Bowles, but I'm going to 49ers at home.
Jets and the Bills. You know what? I'm a ride the Jet train. I'm going with the Jets. I like what they're doing. Bills are in a disarray. And if they lose this game, it could get ugly. And it may be wholesale changes. You talked about maybe firing a head coach. I think that may be the case if they lose this game.
I think Sean McDermott is going to go. They were one of the teams favorite to the Super Bowl. Now they're underachieving. Who do you fault? I got to fault the Bills. So I'm going with the Jets because they lost last week, and they seem to come back after losses pretty well. And a lot of people think Zach Wilson has improved. So I'm going with the Jets with you.
Seahawks, Rams. I'm going with the Seahawks just because Seahawks are a better team.
Yeah, no, because Rams are only 3-6. They've underachieved, so I agree with you. I'm going to the Seahawks also.
You got Vikings, Broncos. This is going to be a surprise game. Broncos is actually – Sean has that team playing better than they played. And they're in Denver. I'm going to go with the Broncos because they're in Denver. They're playing in Denver, Mile High, all of the air and can't breathe and all of that play into a – take. I'm going to take that into account. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings surprised us and beat the Broncos.
I'm going with the Vikings because I like their quarterback, Dobbs. They say when you play in Denver this time of year, the altitude gets to you. I remember one time I ran the ball 20 yards. I thought I had gone about a mile. I was so damn tired, I had to run off the field. But if Vikings don't get brought in by that, I think they'll win. But you're going with the Broncos, I'm going with the Vikings.
Game of the week, Eagles versus the Chiefs. They're playing in Kansas City. This is going to be a, I think this is going to, I think the Chiefs are looking at this game as a test, a measuring stick as to where their team is. And it's going to, this is going to be a Swiftie game. Taylor Swift may be at this game because, because it's a big game. It's a Monday night game. And I think ABC is paying her to be at the game because the ratings go up when Taylor Swift is at the game too. So, but I'm going with the Chiefs, Kelce brother rematch.
I'm going to go with the Eagles because I think the Eagles haven't played their best football. And this is the time that they probably put it on their schedule. We got to step up because we lost to this team, which we may should have won because the game was tied before our turnover made the difference in the game. All right, I'm just going to tell you what the games that we're going against for each other. So the Raiders, I'm going with the Raiders. You're going with the Dolphins. Do we get the Bears and Lions? Yeah, we both are going with them. Let's see. Both are going with the Chargers. We both are going with the Texans. We both are going with the Cowboys. We're both going with the Commanders. We're both going with the 49ers. We're both going with the Jets. We're both going with the Seahawks. And then I'm going with the Vikings. You're going with the Broncos. I'm going with the Eagles, and you're going with the Chiefs. So there's only three or four games that are different, and we'll see next week. But every week is a great week in the NFL, and we have seem to have big-time fun. But excellent show, Charles. Always do a good job. Don't forget to your guy, James Harden. They've lost six games in a row since he's been back, and he's not fitting in with the LA Clippers. And so I'm kind of happy because I don't like him. He says he's the system. The system is not fitting in. So I don't like him at all. For some reason, I'm just not a James Harden fan. Again, he was in Houston with my sisters, and they hated him because they say he never comes through in the clutch.
That's right. They need to change the system.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining Charles and I. We're on each and every week, and we call it the Expressway because Charles is showing me the way, and I'm the BT Express, Billy Taylor. That's why we call it the Expressway. So join us each and every week while we talk about the world of sports. I got to thank Ben back in the studio. Ben makes us look good every single day, and I thank you, Ben, for that. And for Charles Way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Billy Taylor. Have a nice day.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.